Morning, beauties. How are we doing today? I like the beard.
Thank you. It's my playoffs.
So Grant is going
in? Yeah, Bogosian's out, as we reported yesterday. And Grant will go in and play the right side with Ron Hainsey. And we'll see how he does. It's been a little while since he's played. You know, he's a left-hand shot, left D-man, so not his most comfortable position, but I think he's excited to play, and we're looking forward to seeing him. You know what? Just get comfortable early. Just let the puck do the work. You know, get into the game physically, and just don't chase the game. Let it come to you. That's what, you know, but he's been around a little bit before, so it's not like it's his first game ever, you know. So, you know, and he's got a feel for the environment a bit. Came here in preseason, played a bit then, you know, and then he watched the game the other night, so he'll get an idea of what it's like to play here. And he's excited to play. Well, we'll wait. We've got a couple of days before that takes place, so we'll just see how that all goes before we make that decision. To lower, yeah. I just wanted to get him going and just get him playing, you know, just rather than have him wait if the opportunity existed. I thought that we would just get him playing, just get him started and see, you know. So, you know, Mark Flood was in last game a couple of games ago and stuff, was okay. And so I just wanted to take a look at Grant to see how he performed. Well, I just wanted to keep the other groups together. You know, I liked Jones and Stewart and Bufflin and Enstrom. And it's just rather than change all the groups, just keep everything where you have just keep more comfort to everything back there.
You guys are rested. Buffalo's playing. I believe this is the fifth game of a road trip for them. You got a very tough week.
Well, we hope to, you know. They're in a good place right now. When you watch them play, they look like they play with confidence. They look like they're feeding off their goaltender. You know, Miller's going to be a key factor, you know, in this game and has been in the games previous to this. So, you know, they look like they're certainly feeling good about things. And, you know, they've managed to score first in a lot of these games that they've played. You know, we're rested up, but you still got to play the game. Sometimes you're rested up. It takes you a little while to get your rhythm back. So there's some things that we have to be aware of. But probably the key to us is the success that we're able to have versus, you know, their goaltending. And that'll probably be one of the keys. I think the start of the game is going to be really important. Who gets out and you know, notches that first goal. That'll probably be one of the keys as well.
Excited for challenges like this. This is one of the guys that, you know, anyone would love to have done the least.
Oh, there's no question. You know, I don't get too ramped up about the coaches and who I coach against. I mean, we just had Hitch in here before, a guy that you know, that I've worked with and stuff like that. I kind of get more involved in the game and kind of focus on more of the game than the. I enjoy the tactical matchups that the coaches present and stuff like that. The guys do different things, and he's a veteran guy that's had a lot of success and certainly well respected around the league. So it presents other issues, but you know, we've coached against each other a few times this season. So you know, I look forward to the game as a whole, and then to see how he wants to play his lines and stuff like that. And the good thing too is there's a lot on the game, so that I think that makes the game a lot more fun. You know, where you've got a lot riding on it. We were at a point here a few games ago where we had played the most games in the league, and teams have caught up to us almost in those games, and they've won. You know, we've forced them to win maybe because we've won, and now that these games have played out a bit, they've caught up to us and stuff, or close. And with Tampa Bay, Buffalo doing the same thing, so it puts a lot on these games, and I think that's really, really good. I think the players really enjoy these type of games. We talked about a 17-game playoff, and you read some of the notes, they're talking about a 20-game playoff for them a while back. So, you know, the coaches look like they're thinking along the same lines. I mean, you don't play a 17-game series, but the fact is that we're focusing on each game as being vitally important. Well, you know, I watched them Saturday night against Vancouver. I thought Vancouver were average in the game, but I thought Buffalo were pretty good. I thought that they looked like a confident team. I thought Miller looked good, played with poise, with confidence, and I think that their team feeds off of that. I think that that was clear. You know, I like their lines look good. You know, I had Ellis years back, and he looked good on the line. He's playing in the fourth slot. And I thought that their lines look good. I know their top line's having a little trouble scoring stuff, but they're a dangerous group. So you're going to have to pay respect to all those guys. But, you know, it's the big difference of the confidence factor. We've talked about that now the last, 10 days here, you know, how we've been going fairly good at home, and we're hoping it builds confidence, in which it has, and you feed off of that. And confidence is a funny thing, but that's what you see in their team. That's what I see in their team. Whereas before, they were uncertain about how things were going to get played out from the back end, and now they don't seem to have those thoughts.
Andropov on the fourth line now and producing. He's produced a couple goals lately.
Who?
Andropov.
Yeah.
Are your lines kind of set now with everybody cooking offensively? Like, is he playing better, but maybe can't go back to where he was going?
You know what, I don't know that the lines are ever set. It really depends on performance. We talked about that before. You know, if all four lines are performing well, there's no need to make changes, and you try to get everybody involved in the game, which happened last game. But, you know, when a couple of guys aren't going, now you're how are you going to do this? What's the score of the game? Where are you at in the game? So, as much as you'd like to go with four, you're not always going there. It depends on performance. If guys aren't performing that well, then you flip guys up and down and move people around. So I'm not sitting here thinking that Nick Andropov is going to stay in that position or whatever. That's worked okay for now. He's had some success in the power play. And so right now there's no reason to change, but you're always watching and you're always paying attention and just trying to keep shaping it, you know. The objective now is to win, you know, so that's what we're trying to do, whatever it takes to win, whether that's four lines, three lines, two lines, whatever it takes. Well, you know what, I thought that what's helped us, I thought that Stapleton was missing a step about four games ago, and we rested him a little bit, and he seems to get that jump back because he's got really good speed, and that really helped. I thought that really helped that line go because of his ability to get up and down the ice quickly and get on the forecheck or on the rush and stuff like that. That really helped a lot. And I remember four games ago, he wasn't playing a whole lot because he didn't have any jump, but he's got that back. So I think that's really helped that line and helped him. And since that's happened, that's when production started to increase. We kept them out of, I think, two practices. And we had a day off in there. We had a day off, and then we kept him off the ice, I believe, is what happened. And he just felt a little bit better. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.